Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I cannot believe how bad it's gotten. Yanks have lost 9 of 12. And even with the wins against Baltimore, not impressive. And the Mets have just embarrassed themselves, losing 10 of 11. And the common theme, like, oh, well, it's a long season. These things happen. Losing 10 of 11 does not happen. I asked Hoff before the show to look this up. So remember, I asked Hoff to look it up. So take that for what it's worth.
Possibly right, possibly wrong.
How would you say on a grade of, you know, 1 to 100 where we can trust you on your info on this?
I feel like this one I'm at like 75% positive.
All right, I mean, I guess you take that. It should really be...
I don't think he should assign the number of trust. I think we should. Okay, our number?
Well, what do you think?
1 through 100?
Yeah. It's got to be accurate.
65?
I got to go higher than that with this one. I mean, it's a simple Google search. Wow. So I asked him, tell me how many teams have either been to or won a World Series that lost 10 of 11 games throughout the course of the long, grueling 162-game baseball season. Like, oh, it's hard. Yeah, okay, it's real hard to play baseball. I mean, geez. God. Oh, 162 games, first-class travel and... best food you could imagine and going out and
groupies stuff.
I mean, geez, it must be really, I don't know how these guys do it, really. It's incredible. But they lost 10 of 11. And Hoff, you said that no team ever before had been to, or was it won a World Series?
Both.
No team that has lost 10 of 11 throughout the course of a 162 game season.
Let me preface. According to the stats that I found.
Okay. Hoff, you better be right on that one. Anyway, point is, do good teams go through bad stretches?
Yes.
Do good teams go through stretches like this?
I don't think good teams go through stretches this long. And I think more specifically, I don't think good teams go through spurts where so many things look wrong. It's not one area. That's my biggest concern, particularly with the Mets.
And even if I can, even if I call it, yeah, I think it is different for the Mets. I think it's worse. Even if I call it, okay, well, it's not just a bad stretch. It's just a combination of poor timing, taking on water as far as the injuries go in both the lineup and the rotation and the bullpen. Fair enough, but a part of having success throughout the course of a big league season is also luck. And at some point, if this continues, and I said this a week ago, like, oh, if this continues, and here we are, they've already lost the first two to the Braves, like, at some point it's going to be like, yeah, you know what, maybe it's just not their year. A, they weren't as good as we thought, and B, they're just taking on too much. Like, they can't overcome it. Right now, they're in a spot where they've got to win some games here. It shouldn't be that hard to win a game. Losing 10 of 11 is god-awful. Losing 9 of 12 is bad.
Yeah.
Losing 10 of 11 is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And then, you know, what's going to happen, you know, let's say they, you know, continue to stumble here against the Braves and eventually find their way, which, I mean, eventually they're going to find their way to a degree. What we don't know, but they'll find it better than this. The common thought will be, all right, well, great. I know what you're going to say, and I think that you should say this. All right, well, they're playing well. They got help. Wake me up when they play the Braves.
Exactly. Like, the damage, I told you this morning before we even started, I'm like, I can't go nuts. I don't even have an Emmy. They've beaten it out of me. The damage has been done. I was looking to, there are checkpoints along the way. Obviously, the World Series, the postseason, the division. The first real checkpoint for me was how this team could do against a team that was already left dead for them. They let them off the mat against the Braves. That will not change no matter what happens tonight or tomorrow against the Braves.
So, Hoff, just to clarify, it is nobody in the history of Major League Baseball, at least modern era, I guess, has lost 10 of 11 and gone on to win the World Series, correct?
Or get to the World Series.
So translated, what that means is 0-for-1 in the Soto era.
Now you're...
We're getting a little personal now?
Now you're hitting below the belt.
Well, by the way...
They all could go. Just only Soto's there. I mean...
Hey, listen, remember the Nationals years ago? They were 19-31. Soto's first year. They win the World Series. The Mets, horrendous start last year. They became a playoff team. The Yankees, when they played the Mets in the World Series, obviously in 2000 Subway Series, the Yankees finished 3-13 that year. They were stumbling all over themselves, and I think they lost six straight to finish the season.
Here's why I wouldn't give up hope. Because generally, the teams that lose 10 of 11 are bad teams that wouldn't even make the postseason.
Yeah, and didn't carve out enough cushion early by winning a lot of games.
Right. So you would think that, okay, we lose 10 of 11, you're not going to be a good team, especially maybe the way the playoffs have been, you know, years prior where not that many teams get in. Now it's easier to make the postseason, and the Mets are better than just your normal 10 of 11 team. And they, you hope, knock on wood, will get healthier. And if they do get in, that's where the Soto factor comes in. Soto-ber, because he's going to be a beast in October. That's the hope right there. You got to cross your fingers that the Mets can get it done. All
is
right.
That the hope, Obi-Wan? Help me, Soto. You're our only hope.
Yeah, today's not the day for me to have him. Hey, you watch this team play. There's one guy who I've watched that's not intimidated by the Braves.
No, he's not. But, you know, I didn't even like the other night against the Phillies. It's a small thing, but him and JT Realmuto, you know, I don't know.
He's boys with a
crew. Grabassing in the batter's box laughing. I don't know. I get out. I'd be pissed.
Like that?
I don't like that.
What about Strider? Did you see Strider last night?
I did. Said get back in. Yeah. I love what Strider did.
Yeah.
Nobody's afraid.
I think it was wrong.
You thought what Strider did was wrong?
No. I thought he was wrong. I thought the pitch was low. I thought Soto was right.
Okay, but forget about that. Yeah. If you're a Braves fan, you got to be sitting there saying, that's right, tell him to get back in his dugout. Keep walking, Soto. You'd like to see a Met eventually do that to Matt Olson or anybody on the team. That's the problem.
If I were a Braves fan, I'd say, whoa, easy, Spencer. Go in anybody else. Don't be picking on the big boy. Leave Soto alone. Soto's going to make you pay, Spence. Hey, Spence, I guarantee you, keep barking. You're barking up the wrong tree as it pertains to Juan Soto.
Look, the swag's coming back.
Well, there's one guy. There's one guy to me that gives me the confidence. That's it. One. Not Mendy. Well, I don't want to hear from Mendy right now.
Yep.
I don't even want to hear from Lindor right now. Nobody else. There's one guy who gives me that confidence. That's Soto.
And he should. It's just really unfortunate for you guys because maybe the losing streak would have ended if he could have gotten up the other night with a couple of guys on and a chance to do a little damage late.
There's only so much he could do. Although, I'll tell you this, as long as this continues, everybody's getting... We were joking last night during a text thread, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second, 888-808-1019.
Was this Usher mean or somebody else?
No, you and I. Yeah. And I was like, I just can't even do this anymore. And BT's just like, well, just change the target. And yesterday it was Pete, who's next? And I'm like, you know what? Blowtorch is coming out there.
And then I sent the GIF for the other guy who were, firing the blowtorch, like from Backdraft or whatever it was. And that was a good movie, Backdraft. Did you ever see that?
I have not seen
it. Oh, God. Anyway, we're not going to get back into
movies. Down this road again.
It's a great fireman, Kurt Russell. Come on.
I've heard of it.
Backdraft is good. It's worth the watch.
You gotta watch Braveheart first.
I know.
You guys all get on me for the for Die Hard. Like, Braveheart was an actual best pick.
I own the L. My bad. No, I gotta see it. That's on me.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Jamie's calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay, so I know that I'm gonna get a lot of backlash for this one, but don't you think it's time that the Yankees start thinking about moving on from Aaron Boone? And I'm just going to, just real quick, we win the division, but if you look, the Red Sox are down right now, and they have been as long as we've been winning the division every year, and the Rays don't win the division every year, and the Orioles, you know what I'm saying? It's this analytics stuff and leaving Loaiza in too long and putting in a starter in the World Series when you have a lefty reliever sitting right there with a guy who's used to coming in to relieve games.
Talking about Hill, Cortez situation. That's really nuts.
You know,
well, here's the problem, though. Listen, you got to understand this, Jamie. If you want Boone fired, which I don't, you've got to come, number one, with a clear candidate's name. And number two, you've got to understand that it could be worse. Like, I think that Aaron's greatest strengths are the ability, and I've said this a lot now, to stabilize just being the Yankees. Like, it gets off the rails on the field here and there When was the last time there was a true issue, like, with the Yankees, like, from a, you know, any drama, I guess, like the A-Rod? Even with Joe Torre, there was a lot of drama. You know, there's no drama with Boone.
I think he's a great leader in the clubhouse. He's a player's manager, but also a fiery guy. Yes. You see that. There are a couple of things. There are a couple of critiques. Number one, his managing style in the postseason, right? Like, we could talk about the analytics and all that stuff in the regular season, but to your point earlier, BT, that has been proven to work because the Yankees get through, for the most part, every regular season on into the playoffs. You can nitpick. You could go back to game one of the World Series with Cortez, whatever you want to say. Like, there are certain moves that eventually Boone's going to have to make the right moves and push all the right buttons to win a World Series, which he hasn't done yet. That's the ultimate goal. And until he does that, there's going to be nitpicking there. The other thing would be publicly holding players and his team more accountable. That's been the one constant thing that rubs fans the wrong way, and at times us as well. Like, dude, come on. Enough. Yeah. Even the Judge slump reason, like, that's a layup to just be like, look, he's Aaron Judge. Is he not allowed to go into a slump? I'll take his slump any day of the week. But don't be like, oh, is he even in a slump? Yeah, I mean, he struck out 15 times in the last 13 at-bats. Yeah, I'd call that a slump. So, like, he didn't, like, there are certain elements, or Glaber last year, when we all know the truth. I feel like he sugarcoats things too much to protect his players, and that could bring an element of, I don't want to say, you know, fraudulent.
Lackadaisical, almost like where the players are a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think it's more of like, from a fan's perspective, I think the players respect him.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
But I think from a fan's perspective,
yep,
where we know something is going on and he sugarcoats it all the time, that can lead to an area of, okay, well, why am I going to believe him if he's not being open and honest about something so blatant as an Aaron Judge slump?
Well, listen, here's the bottom line with being a fan. We want to pound the flesh. You know, that's why Robert Saleh, his name popped into my head. He would drive me nuts after, you know, 13 penalties for 175 yards. I'm sitting there saying, dude, yeah, I mean, come on. We all know what we just watched. It was a three-hour comedy act here. You got to at least be a little real to us. I know it's not, you know, you're not going to go Parcells on us here or somebody else from the 1970s, but please just give us an ounce of truth. Give us a morsel of truth, right? Here's the thing, though. Like, to me, Aaron Boone, if you think that Aaron Boone has the same approach behind closed doors, which I know you don't.
Right, no.
You believe that, right? No. That he's different behind closed doors?
I know. We know he is.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know, but
right.
I just want to make
right. Yes.
Then, to me, that's all that matters. Because the pound of flesh that we want because it makes us feel better, it really doesn't do anything for the team. And I'm going to Kim Tom Thibodeau. I think Tom Thibodeau is probably as old school as a coach that we've had here in a while. Dable's not really, I mean, he's old school, but it's not, you know.
He was. I think he's been neutered a little bit, Dable.
A little bit. That's fair. Aaron Glenn is maybe a little bit as well, but Saleh was not. But Tom Thibodeau, defense, toughness, play every day, play 40 minutes, no maintenance days, you know, very grumpy, whatever, just that old school projection. Did he ever get on a player like that? Never. He never did that. It's not just Boone. It's everybody. Nobody does that anymore.
That's fair. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. EJ's in East Meadow. What's up, EJ?
What's up, fellas? Yo, okay. So, number one, BT, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. We need to not only throw at Acuna real quick, but maybe like a bench. We don't have to brawl, but maybe a bench clearing would actually be good. I know it'll never happen.
That'd be nice.
Here's what happens against the Braves. Enough's enough with the Mets.
I had to incite a riot today, so.
Yeah.
Here's the real reason I called. I know you guys talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
But this three combination, Byron Buxton, Jeffers, and or Joel Ryan, in any combination, for some of those, like if we can get two of those three, for whatever the heck other than Vientos,
yeah,
for whatever.
Nah, you got to give up Vientos for Buck.
See ya.
No, I don't want to.
But EJ, let me ask you a question. See, to me, that's not all in, and I think the Mets need an all in move. You're half stepping it. You can't tell me you can't. You give me good names. You come with good names. I respect that. I appreciate that. But then to pull, but you can't have Vientos.
Okay.
Take him.
Okay. So the only reason I said hold back Vientos is because Joe Ryan's expiring, and so is Jeffers, right? And he's not arbitration anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if at some point we could probably finagle somehow. But you know what? You're absolutely right.
Okay.
If Vientos has to go, then so be it.
There you go.
That absolutely changes the game. In at least two, if not all three positions, we get rid of some of the dead wood, and that's the kind of spark that literally, I mean, it changes the lineup, it lengthens the lineup, it does exactly what it needs to do. We get some sort of regular starter. I'm just afraid Stearns is so used to, like, doing everything on his own that I don't necessarily know he would pull it off. I just want to know how you guys see if that would work. That's all.
And thank you for the call, EJ. The more I think about it and the more I watch this team lose to the Braves, I do think that now I would disagree still that they need a major bat and then that's going to be the difference maker. I've said all along I think they needed one more legit bat, in particular in the outfield. So Buxton would obviously fill that void. However you got to get him.
Yes.
But I am there might also be a trade where it's not just like, okay, we'll make a trade to bring in somebody to add to this group. Maybe there is a trade that they can make that can shake this group up a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be Nimmo. I don't know what his value would
like
be.
Like a Cespedes type of trade, something like that?
No, that changes everything. No, that would be a big move to just go get the big piece and bring in to add.
Okay.
I'm talking about change the guys that we continually bang our head against the desk with.
I got you.
Nimmo, McNeil in particular. Now, what's their value?
Like to the Twins, very little. Okay. I mean, what does McNeil have a year to go?
Not even just the Twins. Like, does Nimmo have value elsewhere? Like, if I'm looking at this team, if I'm David Stearns, I would be assessing everything, trying to figure out what's real, what isn't, but also taking into account past performances. Like, I love Brandon Nimmo personally. I think he's a great guy.
So do I.
Had him on the show. I did the show that Saturday show from Amazing Day. Talk to him like, hey, you're going to be a stud this year or what? What's going on? Like, I think he's a great person, great culture guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not great defensively, even though he's max effort, and his offense has become a liability because it's so inconsistent. When he's going well, it changes the dynamic of the lineup. He could hit with power. He could get on base. When he's not, it's far too often where he's inconsistent. So maybe a move like trading Brandon Nimmo along with Jeff McNeil, another inconsistent player. Now, I understand their value may not be a ton, but if you move those guys and then bring in a big piece or two, now you're not just adding a big piece on top, but you're changing the infrastructure of the team around Lindor, Soto, and Alonso.
Yeah, the DNA is a little different here. All right, so to get somebody to bite on Nimmo and McNeil, you're going to have to entice him with prospects that you might not want to get. I don't mean Vientos. I
mean
like a flame-throwing arm in the minors.
I'm not giving up the arm.
You're probably not doing that. I get that. That's probably where I really pause myself. But Nimmo's got 5 years to go, years to go. He's got a lot of money.
The alternative would be, all right, we'll just move him down to a lesser role, meaning you have him hit sixth or seventh, and then you could live with that. But I'm just saying, and we've had this conversation for years, relying on Nimmo, McNeil, and Pete to be big pieces of this team.
It's going to get you nowhere.
It has not worked.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Okay, so the one huge step in the right direction was Soto.
Mm-hmm.
So now they did that. And now we're seeing, okay, well, can a team with Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, McNeil work? And so far, it started out okay, and now they go into this rut where it makes me question, again, the core of this team.
Yeah, and you've been on this for years. I'll give you credit with this because you're proven right with this core. So to me, the key figure moving forward It's not Nimmo for this year. Not Nimmo, not even Soto, not even Pete. It's Stearns. So Stearns has already proven to be smart, shrewd, sensible. He's got to prove to be aggressive. That's the one thing about David Stearns that I don't know if he has, because he's never been aggressive in terms of that big ticket move because of the Milwaukee restraints. Now, I'm not saying you go out there and spend like a sloppy, drunken sailor, but it's got to be a heightened aggressiveness. And if it is, and he lands the right guy, season will be saved.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.